Drug Enforcement Administration Special Agent Larry D. Wallace of the Tokyo District Office died December 19, 1975, at the Naval Regional Medical Center in Guam from gunshot wounds received during an undercover drug investigation. He was 32 years of age at the time of his death. Assigned to the DEA office in Tokyo, Special Agent Wallace was on assignment in Guam, working undercover on a group of heroin traffickers. Entrenching himself in the organization for 3 months, he planned to meet with Francisco Guerrero, the main target, one more time before a search warrant was to be executed at his residence. Special Agent Wallace met the target in a dark parking lot and was informed by Guerrero that the heroin was stored in a home 10 minutes away. At that time, Special Agent Wallace signaled Special Agent Frank A. Quintal and several Guam police officers to arrest Guerrero. The suspect was handcuffed and placed in the vehicle with Agents Wallace and Quintal, and then was driven in the direction of the home. En route, Guerrero was able to retrieve a concealed .38-caliber revolver and shot Special Agent Quintal twice. The second bullet went through Agent Quintal's right arm and struck Special Agent Wallace in the head. Guerrero fired one more time, again striking Special Agent Quintal. Guerrero was subsequently subdued by Special Agent Quintal. Special Agent Wallace died later that day at the hospital. Special Agent Wallace joined the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs in October 1970 as a special agent in the Seattle Regional Office. In 1974, he was assigned to the Tokyo District Office in Japan. Before joining DEA, Special Agent Wallace was in charge of a shipboard public affairs office in the Navy and taught English in Tokyo. Special Agent Wallace was also honored at a police memorial dedicated to all law enforcement officers who had died in the line of duty in Guam. He is survived by two sons, Ken and Mori, and a loving wife, Ritsuko.